In the end of every year, in the end of Elul, there used to be a special sicha for the ladies the Rebbe used to give. So in Tovshin Lamed Dalet, the end of Elul, by the gathering of the ladies, the Rebbe spoke a sicha saying that every girl should light candles, not only the mother. And then for the next couple of upbringings, he always spoke the details how that would help in the education of the children. Some Rabbonim asked him some questions on the new project, and he responded in the Sichas, explaining the dinning of Chinuch and other dinim that are related of that, with that, bringing from Sora Yemenu, from Rivke. But then some Rabbonim wrote to him, how could you come out with such a mifza that the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to do it? Let's see what the Alter Rebbe says in Shulchan Aruch. In Simen Reish Samach Gimel, Seif Tez Vov, he speaks not only about the girls of the house, he speaks even about a lady that comes as a guest. So he says, Im hismucho al shulchan balabais, she is a guest and eating by the balabos, Eino yechoyle levorech shom, she cannot make a broche on lighting the neres Shabbos. Why? She'ein chiyuv ner Shabbos chol oleho klal. She doesn't have to light the candles. Lefi shehi bichlal bnei beis shel balabais v'nifteres b'nerei. So since she is not supposed to light candles, even if she is lighting the candles, she cannot say a broche. Eino yechelo levorech shom. So how are you saying, girls, that they are much more than only a guest? They could light candles with the broche. Alter Rebbe says you cannot. And then the Alter Rebbe doesn't just say you cannot. He explains it. Usually he explains the halacha and the reasoning in Kuntres Achen. So let's see what he says in the beginning, Kuntres Achen, Simen Reish Samach Gimel, Sif Koten Hei. So he says, Ze poshut, de bnei beisei, einam tzrichim ner lekolechot. They don't have to light candles separately of the mothers. Why? The whole dinim of Neres Shabbos, we learn out the details from Ner Chanukah. In Ner Chanukah, not only the father of the house is lighting candles, every boy in the house is lighting candles. So let's say it's the same thing by Ner Shabbos also, that everyone could light candles. So why did I say before that you cannot? So he explains, Afilu b'nei Chanukah omru ishu beisai. The Gemara says it's only one person for the house. But then, the Gemara says there is hamahadrim ner lechol echod. Why? Mishum pirsum enise. The ner is Chanukah is a pirsum enise. So we want everyone should add to this pirsum enise. Ma she'enke b'ner Shabbos, Le'ashkichon hidur zebi gemora. The Gemara doesn't say there is a hidur, everyone should light candles. Imkein ein levarcholov. So this Rabbonim asked the Rebbe, since the Alter Rebbe paskens in Shulchan Aruch that guest cannot say a broche, since the Alter Rebbe explains in Kuntres Achen that only by Chanukah the Gemara says that there is a Pirsum Nisse Hamahadrin near Lekol Echod. But B'Shabbos, we don't find this Hidur. So how could you tell them they should light candles with the Brocha? Let's see what the Gemara says. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Chof Aleph Amud Beis, the first paragraph, Tono Rabbonon, Mitzvahs Chanukah Neir Ishu Beisei, when the father of the house lights the Chanukah, it's good enough for the whole family, for the whole household. Ishu Beisei. Ve'amehadrin Neir Lekol Echod. The Rabbonon said the Hidur because of Pirsum Nisa. Then they said, they had added, Hamahadrin min Hamahadrin, so beside the Besila Lemrim, first day, one candle, second day, two candles till the eighth day, eight candles. So it comes out that Hamahadrin and Hamahadrin, every one of the house lights one candle the first night and adds every night till the eighth. So that's all by Chanukah for Pirsum Nisa. But B'Shabbos, we don't find it. So therefore, the Alter Rebbe paskens that even if she lights candles, she cannot say bracha. So they ask the Rebbe, how do you say they should say a bracha? And the Rebbe responded that in Beis Harav, children used to light candles with a bracha. So we must say that after the Alter Rebbe wrote this in Shulchan Aruch, he later changed his mind that you could light candles with the bracha, every lady of the house, every girl of the house, because that's what in Beis Harav they used to do. So there is no question how do we do against the Shulchan Aruch, because later, there was a Madura Basra that he said that you could. Otherwise, in Beis Rav, they would not light candles with the Brocha, everyone, every girl of the house. Okay, he changed his mind. But where do we find a day that you could light candles with the Brocha? So that the Rebbe gave the task to the Kollel to study this subject and explain why there is a day that you could say a bracha. I remember I was then in Kollel. I remember Rabbi Groner, the secretary, came in and he told us that the Rebbe would like the Kollel to study the subject and to write down the conclusions. The Kollel chose three people to prepare a kuntres with explaining this halacha. Myself, Rabbi Lustig, who then became the principal of Alter Torah, and Rabbi Silverberg, who is shliach in Michigan. We studied the whole subject. And we found there is a very strange halacha in Neir HaShabbos that helps understand why a girl could say a brocha, even though she was already yetze with her mother lighting the candle. What is the halacha? So let's start from the Gemara. The Gemara tells a story about Reb Zeira. First, Reb Sheshe says, a guest is chayv b'nei Chanukah. Even if he's only a guest, he has to light candles. Then Omar Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira was in yeshiva, in those days in yeshiva, they didn't have a dormitory. Each one had his own food. But they lived in the house of the Rosh Yeshiva, in the Yeshiva dormitory. So he says, so I don't light candles. So Mireish, in the beginning, Kard Havine Beirav, when I learned in the yeshiva by our Rebbe, Mishtatafne Beprite Behade Ushpize. I was only a student, but the Rosh Yeshiva lit candles for Hanukkah. So I am not part of it. So I gave him a prute. I should be a shutef, participate in his lighting candles. This was when he was a bohar. Then he got married, but he continued learning in yeshiva, in Kelel. So then he changed. Rab Zeira says, Bosar de Nesive, it's after I married my wife, Amine, I said, Hashto vadai leitzerichne. Now I don't need anymore to give a prute to be a shutef in the Rosh Yeshiva's lighting candles. Why? The command leki olai bekoi beisoi. My wife lights candles in my house, so that's good enough for me. That's the story in the Gemara. And that's the halacha. In the Gemara speaks about Hanukkah. The same thing is also about Shabbos. We learn out many halachas from Hanukkah to Shabbos. So the Alter Rebbe passes the halacha also in Shabbos. And he says, in Siman Reish Samar Gimel, Seif Tes, Bachurim ha-helchim lilmeid chutz lebeisam, Im einle cheder miyuchot sham. If he has a separate room, he could light the candles there. If he doesn't, hu mekayim b'mashem adlikim neir Shabbos b'beisei mishalei. If they light, if he's already married, and they light in his house, it's good enough for him. Im einle mishyadlik b'beisei, he's still a bocher. Tzorichu lekayim mitzvus adlogas neir Shabbos b'mokim shehu. He has to give a prute to the balabos that he is a shutef in the candle, so he has part in the candle. If he doesn't eat his own, then he is part of the family and he doesn't need separate candles, because when the balabos lights, the lady of the house lights, it's already for him too. But if he has his own food, then he has a chiyuv on himself. And therefore, in order to be part of the mitzvah, he has to give a pruta. Im usumach samach al shulchan balabais, nasikim de beise shel balabais, v'yeitz benir shel balabais, he doesn't need a separate candle or a pruta. In tzorch lishtate v'miklal. This is the halacha. But the question is, what is the whole halacha about? Why should he need to give a prute? They should light for him in the house or anything else. This house, the balabos of the house, lights candles. It's for the whole house. So I don't need any more. The house has already candles. Let's say there is a house and has a mezuzah, and I'm living there. So do I have to put up a mezuzah separately? Or do I have to give a shtatfes in buying the mezuzah? It should be part of it? Why? The house has already a mezuzah. When the lady of the house or the husband lights the candles of Shabbos or Hanukkah, the house has already the candles. So why do I need to be part of it? Why do I have to give a pruto? Or why do they have to light candles in my house for my money? I should be part of it. So we see that the lighting of candles is not like a mezuzah, that the house needs a mezuzah. There is no obligation on each one to have a mezuzah. The house needs a mezuzah. The house has a mezuzah, it's enough. But the candles, there is candles here, it's not enough. each one has a chiyuv to light candles. If everyone has the obligation to light candles, so why don't they have to light candles when they are a guest or they are children of the house? Now the Rebbe says, when do I have to light candles? Only when I eat my own food. I'm not a guest. If I'm a guest, I don't need to. So if it's obligation on each one, then even a guest should have to. If it's not an obligation on each one, then even someone is not a guest shouldn't have to. So we see here that there is an obligation of lighting candles on each lady and girl. But if they are members of the family or they are guests of the family, so when the lady lights the candles, it's for them too. If they eat their own food, then the obligation on them stays, and it's not dependent if the lady of the house lights the candles. So therefore, they have to participate with the prute to be shutef, because they have a own obligation. But when they are guests or a girl of the house, they are yetzer with their mothers lighting candles. But it doesn't mean they don't have an obligation, because we already see that the obligation is on each one to light candles.
Can you repeat how you see that?
Why do they have to give a prute to be a shutef in the candle? She is lighting the candles, the light the house has already. So we say it's not enough. Because even if she lights candles, I didn't fulfill my obligation. If there is obligation on me, so why shouldn't the girl of the house? Because she is yoitze, her obligation with the mothers lighting candles. If she is a guest, so she is yoitze, her obligation with the lady of the house lighting candles. After we see that there is obligation on each one lighting candles, it is just if you are a guest or a daughter of the mother, so she is moitziyur. So you could have in mind that you are lighting candles and you are not yoitze with her. Since you have in mind that you are not yoitze with her, so the obligation stays on you. So you could say a bracha. If we would say there is no obligation, but we see from this halacha there is obligation, but the mother is yetziyur. The mother is yetziyur. So you want to do it by yourself. For this gula of lighting candles is special, one of the three things of the ladies. So you want to do it on yourself. So you don't want to be yetziyur with the mother. So then you could say a bracha. Right. The Alter Rebbe says that you cannot say a bracha because there is no obligation on you, because you are yetzer with the mother. But in the house of the Rabbeim, they did. So therefore, we must say that in the final decision is that you could say a bracha. Why could you? Because you have in mind not to be yetzer. So then automatically the obligation stays on you. The Rebbe then even explained in one of the sikhas, therefore it's better that the girl should light candles before the mother. Why? If the girl lights candles, she certainly doesn't have in mind to be made to her mother. So then the mother could say a bracha. But if the mother lights candles, she could have in mind she is yetze, so then she can say a bracha. And then the Rebbe said with a smile in the Verbringen that there is another reason for it. If the girl lights first and there is a problem with the match, so the mother could help her. If the mother would light candles first and then she would And she would have the problem. The mother couldn't, but the Shabbos. But that's the idea. That the final decision is that you can have in mind not to be Yetzer, so therefore you could have both.
So what do you have to have in mind to be Mitzi your household, if you're lighting?
You certainly have you're lighting for the whole household, because your husband doesn't have to light candles, and the sons don't have to light candles. There is obligation on each one to light candles, but they are Yetzer with yours. So you have in mind to be Mitzi everyone. But the girls of the house, since it's a school of lighting candles for ladies, so they want to do it themselves. So they have in mind not to be Yetzer with the mother. So then it stays on them, the obligation, so they could say,
so we have to make sure to have that in mind?
No, it's automatically. If you are going to light candles, automatically you don't have in your mind.
We said that if a single boy is not married, then he does have the obligation to give money to the Rosh Hashiva.
Correct.
But why can he be Yetzer to his mother?
Because he's not home. His mother.
It's not his own house. But with his wife, it's his own house.
Yes, and it's not only Rosh Hashanah, the Alter Rebbe adds from his money, because the money of the candle is my, so it could, the obligation that stays on me, I could do.
In general, if someone's being Yetzer, you also have to have in mind to be Yetzer. Like,
it's automatically, if you're not planning to, automatically you have in mind that she is doing for the whole house, including you.
Right, but like, let's say with Kiddush, if someone makes Kiddush and yes, they have you in mind.
Yes. And so if you don't have in mind, if you have in mind not to be Yetzer, yeah, so then you have to make Kiddush for yourself. But automatically, if you're planning not to make Kiddush for yourself, so you hear from him.
That's very interesting. So if you have in mind, you have to make, if you didn't hear Kiddush, you have to hear Kiddush. You have to make,
correct,
Kiddush.
Yes.
But that means the person making Kiddush has to know you're going to make Kiddush, so he doesn't have you in mind.
And if he has in your mind and you don't have,
no,
if he has your mind and you don't have in mind, no, if you're planning to make Kiddush for himself.
That's a man.
When the Rebbe started this Mifzah, Rebbetzin Sternberg, she was wondering in her house also when she was a girl, she lit candles. So she felt it's not only in the Beis Rav. So she is from her grandfather was a Rebbe, Kibishnitzer, and others, she had a connection. She really wanted to know how other Hasidim do. So she did me the whole research. And she asked around. And she found out that many Hasidus, the children, are lighting candles for themselves with the bracha. She wrote in the Rebbe a list of whatever was told. So the Rebbe answered her. The answer was printed in the Igris Kedish of the Rebbe. Let's see what the Rebbe answers here. Limsir ha'atoke of the list that you wrote to me, give a copy de la ma'areches ha'kuntres al dvar adlogis aneres. There are a few young light that are working on a kuntres. So they also want to add the details. So give them a list. She gave me the list, and I put in the whole list in the kuntres that we prepared them. We prepared the list, the kuntres, we gave it into the Rebbe, and as we see that the Rebbe wanted to fill it up with the details. And then we were going to publish it. The Rebbe responded through the maskiras that it would be a nice idea, we should send it out to Rabbonim. Because many Rabbonim are asking questions, so let them have the answers. So we got a list of the addresses of the Rabbonim in Agudas Rabbonim, his Ardas Rabbonim, Igud Rabbonim. These are the main three Rabbonim organization. His Ardas is the Satmer, the Chassidim, and their affiliates, and Agudas Rabbonim is the general, and the Igud Rabbonim was more the young Israel type. So we sent out, we printed close to 3,000 copies, we sent out to all the rabbonim. Then the office of the rabbi asked me to bring them a bunch of kuntresim for the rabbi. So I gave them. Then we saw in the Igres Kedesh a letter that the rabbi is writing to one of the rabbonim. One of the rabbonim asked him again the same thing. How do you say to say a bracha? So the rabbi is writing to him, as we see in the last line. Ubifnei atzmei nishlech lekatar kuntres shehitpis kan echod marabonim hatzirim sheichir. They came out of kuntres, and I think to respond to your questions, we'll send you this kuntres. So that's more or less what was then and what was thus born. But this is not enough. Why isn't it enough? Okay, we say everyone has an obligation. Reb Zeirer, when he had the obligation and he wanted to fill his obligation, he gave a pruta to participate in the candles. You could give a pruta, but here you are also lighting candles. What is adding another candle mean? We have already candles. Till now we spoke about obligation. So we figured out that everyone has the obligation. But what is the obligation? To put a candle on the table, to light a candle on the table. But there is already a candle. What are you adding, a second candle? What does it do? So then we saw there is a second halacha in Shulchan Aruch. The second halacha doesn't speak about the guest in the house. It speaks about two families. They have only one dining room. Each one wants to light candles. Says Gula, and it's here. For certain there is obligation on each one, because each one is a separate family. So each one, I cannot say that the obligation is on you and not on me, or on me and not on you. We are both families. We want to. So they want to light both candles on the same table, because the main mitzvah is to light candles where you eat. So what do they do? So there is 2 days, there's a machlekes. Alter Rebbe brings down in Simen Reish Samach Gimel, Seif Yud. Beis a gimel balibatim, she'echlin mal shulchon echod, umevorchim kol echod al manere shalai, each one has another candle, another chandelier. Yes, me fakfik blamer, she has kim bochalavatala. Because there is already a candle on the table. What is adding a second candle on the same table? Lifi shikvar yesh shom oiro merubo menere shehid likorishon. Ve'yesh miyash vima minheg. Shekol ma shenitez vo eiro bebayis, yesh v'sholem bayis v'simcho yesere lanos eiro b'chol zevis. There is a candle already. I add a candle, I add light. More light in the room. More simcha. More kovet for Shabbos. So that is also an idea of lighting candles. Even though there is already a candle, a second candle is also adding. If I don't have any obligation, I don't have to. But if there is obligation, I want to, so it adds. So therefore, after we got the first halacha, that there is obligation on each one, and if he has in mind not to be yotze, so the obligation stays on him, so it becomes like two families on one table. So there is those days that say that you cannot, but there is a Deyer, and that's the Maskone, that you still add light, so you could say a Broche on the ending of the light.
So why don't the sons also light?
The sons don't have, why should they light? There is no connection between the sons and only the Chiyuv. So they have already, the mother is doing it for them, so it's enough. The girl wants to have a participation in this mitzvah because Chane, there is three mitzvahs given to the ladies. Chale, we'll speak soon about Chale, Nide, and Adlokas Aner. So Adlokas Aner, she wants to have a participation in the mitzvah. So she is looking a way that she should be able to do it.
When the Alter Rebbe allows more than one person to light on the same table, because it's Maisiv Ar, that's because those people have an actual chayvah to light.
Correct.
But wouldn't it really be not l'chachila to light if you don't really have a chayvah and you could have been...
Correct. That was his maskone in Shulchan Aruch, and that's why he says in Shulchan Aruch not to. But then the Rebbe says, since in Beis Rav they did, so for certain the maskone of him was, even though she has in mind not to be Yetzer, she's also becoming the same aloha like that aloha of two families on the same table.
And where's the sources for this?
The sources is because the families of the house of the Rabbi Saraf did it, and we find the explanation, so we're certain that this is the final decision. That's what the Rebbe said there. Practically, we still have sometimes a problem which is important for girls to know. We discussed that if she has a mind not to be Yetzer, so it's her obligation, she could light another candle here. But it happens so often that the girls go to eat by a friend as a guest. When does she go there? After davening, when time comes for reading. She doesn't want to go there before Shabbos, lighting their candles, waiting till they finish davening, and then she'll eat them. So what did girls do? Let's say I have a girl stays in my house and she eats by a friend. So she would light candles in my house and after davening she would go to eat them. And here there is a... Yes, she has in mind not to be Yetzer. So she has an obligation. What is her obligation? Her obligation is to light the candle where she is eating. She's not eating here. She doesn't have any obligation to light here a candle. So how could she light here a candle with a broche? She doesn't have obligation to put here. Not only because she doesn't have in mind. She doesn't have any obligation. She has obligation to light where she is eating. But she's not lighting there. So that's a problem. And let's say even if she comes back later after the meal to eat, to sleep here by me, it's not enough. Because when she comes to sleep, the candles are already out. So she doesn't have anything from this candle. She doesn't eat by it. She doesn't sleep by it. She doesn't come in here. So it doesn't help her. So there is not simple to understand why she could do that. But girls still do that. So the only way that at least we could figure a way it shouldn't be that harsh is she lights candles and she goes to the guest after davening. So she stays here in the room till after dawning. So she stays here for half an hour or more. So she has some benefit of a Shabbos table with candles. Maybe that helps. But at least that's for sure. If she comes here and she lights candles and she goes away, there is no obligation. So since there is no obligation, there is no way why she could say a bracha here.
What if there's nobody else who would be fulfilling the chiyot? Like if she lives by herself, then is there this issue or not at all?
Same issue. Because if she doesn't eat here, she lights candles and goes away. What is lighting candles? Lighting candles means where you eat or where you do something. Here she lights candles and goes away. So the candle doesn't help her. Even if she has obligation, it's the obligation to light candles where she is using it. Here she's not using. So she has to use it to wait till it gets a little darker or what, or sit near it. It should do something for her. This is a summary of the halacha of lighting candles. Let's go in now to the second half. L'cheire, why do we have to look for reasoning and say that the Alter Rebbe says you cannot? We could still do it for this reason, for that reason. The Alter Rebbe himself in the same Seif ends the Seif that the minhag that you could do it anyways. Let's say and let's see what he says. And we'll see that what he says, he speaks about a specific case. And that case helps us to understand another part of the mitzvah and of other halachas that are related, including taking challah. And that will help us to understand the halacha of lighting candles and also of taking challah. I mentioned taking challah because the same thing we do in taking challah. The three mitzvahs that are a special connection to ladies is challah and also hadlokas haner. So each one wants to have a part in the mitzvah. So what do they do sometime? They make a big challah. Each one is taking a shiur of challah and takes from their challah. And from that challah, she says a bracha, and she does the mitzvah. So we'll try to find out if there is similar to our problem and to our solution. Let's see first what the Alter Rebbe says in Sif Tezvov. We said before he says that you cannot say a bracha because you're Bnei Bais. Let's see the last line of Sif Tezvov. V'yesh choylkim al ze, v'chein espashet aminek b'mdinus eilu, that you could do. You could say the bracha on lighting the candles. If the Alter Rebbe ends the last line of Sif Tezvov, that the minhag is that you could, so why do we have to look for other sources and other explanations? The reason why is because the Alter Rebbe, when he says that the minhag is to say a bracha, and chen is a minhag, that's in a special case. Let's see what the special case is, and what the halacha is there, and what we learn out from that halacha. In the Sif Tezvov, he starts saying that you cannot say a bracha. Then he adds another paragraph. Af im balabais metzavelo lehadlik ve'eise eiso shliach lepetre mechiyuvei shuchayev lehadlik shom lefishem mishtamesh shom v'shabes. What is this halacha? Nowadays, we don't really need the candles to bring light. You shouldn't fall when you walk, because there is always electric light. You need the light for the aner and the simcha where you eat. But once, there wasn't electric light. So you have to light a candle not only where you eat. If you light a candle only when you eat, then you have to bring food. So you go to the kitchen and there's dark, so you'll fall there and you'll get hurt. So you have to have a candle there too. So you have a guest, and the guest tells you, look, I want to have a participation in the mitzvah. So let's make up like that. You, the lady of the house, you light the candle on the table where we eat. I will light a candle in the kitchen, which is also obligation. And I will say a broche on the candle that I light in the kitchen. So why do we have to look for other sources? That's the best way. So says the Alter Rebbe, there is a machlekes if she could say a broche on that. Why shouldn't she? If you have an obligation to light the candle in the kitchen, so the other lady is lighting a candle in the kitchen and saying a broche. So the Alter Rebbe explains, when there is obligation to light in the kitchen, on whom is that obligation? On the guest? No, on the lady of the house. She has to light a candle not only in the dining room, in the kitchen too. Now she lit a candle in the dining room and she said a broche. So when I light a candle in the kitchen, I'm not lighting for myself, because it's not on my obligation. So I light that candle bishliches for the lady. What is the deal if I light the candle for her? When someone doesn't want to do the mitzvah himself, he tells me to do the mitzvah for him. I say the bracha, because I do the mitzvah. Even though I don't do the mitzvah for myself, I do the mitzvah for her, but I still do this and say the bracha. Why? It's my obligation to help her. It's called arves. Call it royal arves, zevose. Sure, the lady of the house has to light the candle in the kitchen, but I'm doing it for her. So it's my obligation, call it royal arves, zevose, to help her. So I'm doing a mitzvah. So I could say, bro. That's if she tells me to light the candles for her. But here, the lady of the house already said the broche when she lit the candle and the table. If she lights a candle in the kitchen later, she doesn't have to say a broche, because the broche she said is already on the whole obligation, including all the candles. When you are coming to light the candle there, you cannot say a broche. I said already a broche on that candle too. You're doing it for me. If I wouldn't say the broche, you could say the broche. But I said already the broche. And the broche I made is not only for the candle in the dining room, also for the candle in the kitchen. So why should you be able to say a broche? That's one day. The second day says, okay, you said a broche, but actually I do something, a mitzvah for you. So you said a broche already, but I still do a mitzvah of kol Yisrael arevim ze bazeh. So I want to do a broche on the mitzvah that I'm doing. There is a machlekes. Alter Rebbe explains this machlekes, and then he says that since ladies want so much to be part of this mitzvah, and they are neglect, so you could do it. They are neglect to do it. In that case, it doesn't mean that you could have in mind not to be yetze and light candles on the table. That the Alter Rebbe doesn't say. That became later. But about when, if the second lady lights in the kitchen with the broche, that is accepted. That's the minhag, and that's what it says. So let's see it inside the two dais, and then we'll see from this two other halachas. First he says, Af im balabayis metzave lo lahadlik, ve'eser eser shliach lepeitre michiyuvei, shuchayr lahadlik shom, lefishe mishtame shom b'shabbos, because he goes in the kitchen also, so he needs there also a candle. Mikol mokim, ki v'shehu oy ishtu birchu b'mokim echod, they already said the bocha in the dining room. If the lady of the house would light later a candle in the kitchen, she wouldn't have to say another broche, because the first broche was on all the candles she is lighting. Just as if she herself would light there a second candle, she wouldn't say a broche. So when I do it for her, I don't have to say a broche. That's the day that you cannot, even in this case. Then the Alter Rebbe says, but some say that you could. The Yesh Chelkin, and say that if you light candles in the kitchen, you could say a bracha. V'chein is pashet aminek b'medina seilu. Explaining this day that you could, he's explaining it again in the Kuntres Achen. In the second paragraph. So he says like this. Hatam, why do they say that you could? Mishum dehem etzuvim b'mitzvah zu mitzvah arves. Kol Yisrael ha'evim zu b'zeh. So the lady that lights the candle in the kitchen, av shebal habayis niftar bebroche achas b'chol hachadorim. So the bal habayis, if she would light another candle, she wouldn't have to say a broche. Mikol Makim, hey, the other lady that is lighting a candle in the kitchen, Tzrichim Levorach al Mitzvah Seisim, Shem Chayevim Bas Yosem. Just as if she would do the mitzvah of lighting candles, she has to say a broche, so here the mitzvah of Arvas is also a mitzvah. Im Kein, Lomo, Lo Yevorach al Kriyev Zek, Meshem Vorach al Mchuyev, Mechem Esatzmein. The meaning is that if a lady comes as a guest, so she is lighting the candle in the kitchen and saying a bracha. You could rely on that.
When we say that the mitzvah are was for saying we're making a bracha.
Yes, because when I am a orev means that I have a mitzvah to do the mitzvah for you. So it's like I'm doing that mitzvah, even though you wouldn't have to say the broche, but I do it for you. So for me it's a mitzvah. So I could, there is a machlekes in Poskim, if you could do it or not.
What question does this answer? Like what part?
That if there is a guest in my house and she wants to light candles, we still say that she cannot light candles in the kitchen, in the table, but she could light candles for me in the kitchen, and then you could say a bracha.
So, if you're not going to be eating where you're lighting, is it better to light in a dark room so that you're using the light?
We today do it even if there is light, because we assume that Mesiv Simcha, even if it's not a lighting, a dark room.
Even if you're not eating there, though.
If you're not eating, there's not obligation. The obligation is where you use. If you sleep there or you use it, mainly if you use it for preparing food or for whatever you do. So if you do something there, you have obligation. But if you don't do nothing there, there is no obligation, as we spoke before.
Is the obligation on the person or on the place? Because let's say, I'm not going to be eating at home and I have
You're obligated to light, but there, not so here. You have no obligation to light here.
What if I can't make it there?
That's what we spoke before. So the only way is to light candles here and sit here by the table for some time, or in the room for some time, that you enjoy it. If you don't do nothing with it, so you don't have the obligation.
Best is to light where you eat.
Yes, that's no question.
Even if you don't use it for food, like you could just sit and like read a book and that's enough. That's what the Rabbi said, you could even tell you.
It's better certainly, as we say here, where mishtamshim shom b'shabbos, it's better where you do something there with food, but even without that, it's also better than nothing. Because the idea of having light, you shouldn't fall, shouldn't trip and fall, that's what it says in Shonor, is every place that you walk. So it helps, and after now you have light in the electric, but still, it's a place that could add light, so it's good. So at least you should sit some time in that room.
Why isn't this like taught to us? I never heard that concept till this moment. Like, I feel like we should know that, so we shouldn't be making brachas forsaken. In seminary, the amount of times we're on off Shabbos and like, what you're saying at home.
I don't know why they don't teach that. I guess in order to understand that, you have to have the whole introduction that we spoke, and then you could understand it. Otherwise, girls, I know I had yesterday, it used to be still at the time where they used to run right after when there was Yom Tov and Shabbos, you used to light candles and run, catch a place in 770. So they didn't even stay for 1 second. And I told them, you can't. So it didn't help much. So not always it helps, you have to understand. And I guess that you are learning that to understand the background, so you understand the details.
It's just this minhag is so permissive in a way, like light candles, anyone who wants, that even the slightest bit of obligation that you have to stay a little bit and enjoy the candles is right. Just hard to accept people. Right.
Because otherwise, if you have in mind not to be Eitzah, and you have obligation, but there's nothing, no obligation to put a candle somewhere.
So they should just not light at all?
I don't know. If they are not staying here for even for a short time, there's no point in saying a bracha, because that bracha says is your obligation. You have an obligation here.
So if a married woman forgets to light one Shabbos, she needs to light a new candle. But if someone who, because you know, if the whole bias didn't have a candle one Shabbos, but if someone who is samach al shacharim, they don't need a light. If they forget to light, they it's fine. Even they don't have to do maybe like Ataras Nadarim, because they do it all the time.
I don't know about Ataras Nadarim. Ataras Nadarim is when you took on yourself a decision. Here you do it because there's a minhag. So you missed the minhag, but you didn't miss the mitzvah. So there is no penalty.
If you have candles that last a long time, so when you come back you use the candles, that's fine, right?
Yes. But usually it doesn't happen. If you go as a guest to somewhere, usually it doesn't happen.
Might buy these candles. She would light an oil.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
So is there any other mitzvahs where this idea is like that you can make a shliach and you could also do the mitzvah and then the shliach can also make
so let's see soon. The Alter Rebbe
back to the challah.
We'll get to it.
We'll get to it.
Let's see. We spoke about where the Alter Rebbe explains in Gunter Sachen both days, and he ends up ulehochi. Ein limchis levatel laminek shenagu beadlokis aneiris kiven sheyesh lehem al mashi yismechu. There is a day that says you can and you want to do it, do it. Avol gabe sheifer obdikas chometz shein sheminek sofek boras lokim. What is the story with bdikas chometz? I'm sure you know that in bdikas chometz, when the father has grown up children, they also want to have part in the mitzvah. So what do? The father is bedek one room or two rooms, and then each room he sends one of the children. So what do we have to do? Let's see in Shulchan Aruch, and the same thing is in Siddur and in Minhagim, how do we do it? In Simon Tov Lamed Beis Yifches, Choyva Sabdiko Yal Balabais. Who has to be Beidek the house from Chometz? The father. Im Balabais Reitze Lasses Bnei Beis Yishluchim Ledvar Mitzvah. It's hard from him, and he says that your son, do it for me. Sheiv de Kuheim, Roshus Biyodi, Vivorchu Heim, Birkas Al Bir Chometz, because they are doing the mitzvah for me, so they say the bracha. Im ein yochel litreach ba'atzme livdik b'kol ha'chadome v'kol ha'mekemes. It's hard for me to be beidik the whole house. So I beidik one or two rooms. And the other rooms, I tell my son, you do the rest. Ivdik hu cheder echad is ovis echad. V'yamid mibnei boisei etle b'sho shemavorich al b'dikosei. Your sons, that they are going to be beidik the other rooms, they should stand near you when you say the bracha. V'chavim leitzim b'birchosei. When the father says, I'll be a chometz, he has in mind to be mates in the children. V'heim yanu omein nacha b'birchosei. They are answering omein, which means that they are yetze with this bracha. V'izkav the lotzis b'birchosei. They are having mind to be yetzer with this bracha. Then this pasul lirdek ish dem keme. That's the thing what says in Shulchan Aruch. Question is, why all this? Mimonafshach. If they could say a bracha, let each one go to a room, say a bracha. If they cannot say a bracha, let each one go to his room and not say a bracha. Because the Balabais already have a mind for all the rooms. The reason is because there is a machleikis. If the son could say a broche on the room after the father said already a broche on the whole house, just like we spoke before by a blockus and eris. So what does he say? He shouldn't say the broche. What does he say by Shabbos? You say a broche. So what's the difference? The Rebbe explains because this is something they want to be have a special sgula, and they are neig to say, and there is a day that you could say, so let them do it. But Dikas Chometz, there is no minig. So what should they say? That's what the Alter Rebbe ends. Avol gabe sheifer of Dikas Chometz shein sheminig. So for Gros Lokel, they cannot say bracha. They could just listen to the bracha of the father and answer amen.
What's a sheifer?
Like what is sheifer? Somebody said in shul a broche and start blowing. He blew half and became tired, or he can't blow anymore. There is no one in the shul that knows how to blow. Came in somebody from the outside that he knows how to blow, and he already heard sheifer, he heard the broche already, or he said the broche already, and he is blowing now for us. For the rest of the tkiyas that we still didn't hear, should he say a bracha? He's doing it for us, for the mitzvah. But we already heard the bracha. So when he does it for us, is it obligation on him, mitzvah kol Yisrael arev zebaze, to blow for us? Could he say a bracha on that? So therefore you don't. So he has to blow without a brocha. Because we already heard the brocha. And he already was yetzi before. So he can't. That's what the Alter Rebbe says, that by Dikas Chometz and by Sefer, there is no special thing. Lishmei can Sefer, a mitzvah to hear. There is no obligation on each one to blow for himself. So there is no special reason why he should say it. So Sofek Baruch Lokel, so he doesn't say Baruch. Machlekes. But by us, since Hadlokas Aner is a special mitzvah for the ladies, and each one wants to have part of it, so then she could go to the kitchen and say Baruch. From this we come to the din of Challah. One lady wants to of a girl should have a part in the mitzvah of challah, which is also one of the mitzvahs of the ladies. So she makes a big dough, which is has the size of chiyuv challah several times, and she invites a few girls, and she divides the dough into several parts. Each one does take one part. I take one part. I say a brocha on my part, and then each one takes a piece of challah and says a brocha for herself. It's the same thing. The dough belongs to me. So when I say a brocha, I'm saying a brocha already on all parts. If I would say, now take another part, challah from the other piece of dough, I don't have to say a brocha again, because I said a brocha on everything. They do it not for them, because it's not their dough. It's my dough. So they do it bishlichus for me. It's the same machlokes. If she could say a bracha, and how we do, we all know that we're doing it for a sgula, and each one is saying a bracha. Why? Because that's what the Alter Rebbe says in Siman Tov Nun Zayin Siv Dalet. Ve'achshov shenoagu ho'oilom lolush isis gdeles meshiur chalo. ונוהגו שמכל איסו ואיסו מפרשת אישו אחרס ומבורכת לעצמו, because she wants to have part in the schus, so they do it. Why over there she can do it, and by Bdikas Chometz not? Because by Bdikas Chometz there is no special reason and no minek, but here each one wants to have part in the mitzvah.
Isn't this different though? Because for chametz and the Shabbos candles, there actually is a chiyuv on every room to be checked. But here, if there was one big dough in the first place, even though she divided, there's only one chiyuv. One.
If I am doing and I have a mind that it goes only on this one, my bracha goes only on this one, and you do the other one for me. So when you do it, you say the bracha.
The other one doesn't need challah to be taken.
Because it's not yours, but I need.
Do I though? Because I baked. I needed them all at once. Even
yes.
Though it's a few times.
Yes, but I have in mind that I am saying a bracha only on this part, and you have in mind you do a bracha only on that part. But when you say a bracha on that, it's bishlichus of me, and I said already the bracha. So according to the other day, you can't. But we are relying on that. That's the other part where the Alter Rebbe says, but Baneres Shabbos and Bahala you can, but Dikas Chometz and Shefer you cannot. But for us, this whole subject is a second subject. Because when we light candles on the same table, it's not enough to explain that. For that, the Alter Rebbe says that in any case, you cannot. So therefore, we need the other explanation as we discussed before.
I have a question. If it was so important for the Rebbe that, or like if it's such an important mitzvah for every girl to light, why doesn't it say even first that it's a chiyuv for every girl to light with a bracha? And like it seems like the Rebbe took like a random thing, and like we need to look now all around to find a reason why every girl could light. What's
he explained in the first sikha and the second sikha that this helps a lot to the education of each girl when she knows she's bringing in the Shabbos with the light, with the candles, so it helps for her education. And therefore, whenever you go to the college campuses and you get somebody to light candles, it will bring eventually she should keep more Shabbos. And then the Rebbe added another thing, that the girl should light only one candle, because the mother lights two candles for her and for her husband. The girl lights only for her. He said a lot of details because, and he always explained how this is helping for the whole, the big mitzvah of it, that she wants to be part of it. He brought the story of Sora and Rivke, that it says when Rivka came to Yitzchok, and she came to the oil of Sarah. So when Sarah laid the candles, there was a special Shabbos in the house. But now Sarah is not there, she laid the candles. And Yitzchok saw the same holiness comes by here. So it lit up the house. So the Rebbe explained in very many details what it means for education of our generation. But in the Rabbeim's house we saw it, but we have to explain why we could do it. We know why we want to do it, for the education and spiritual reasons, but you have to be able to do it. So the Alter Rebbe says you cannot say a bracha. So that's why the Alter Rebbe in the end, he found a way that you could do it. That's why in Beis Rav you do it. That's why in other citizens also in Beis Rav you do it. So you could do it. But that's not the reason why you should do it. You should do it because there's a mitzvah that helps to educate the girls.
I have a question. When it says Sarah Chachila, does it need to be like the
Seudah
of Shabbos, or is it just random eating?
Okay, Seudah of Shabbos, whatever you eat in Shabbos is the Seudah of Shabbos. Because you cannot eat till you make Kiddush, and then
What if, let's say, with the example that somebody's not eating where they are, but when they come back, the candles are still there.
So that's what it says, that still the main mitzvah, it says we don't learn all the details of where the mitzvah is, but it says the main mitzvah is where you eat, because that gives the joy of eating of the Seudah Shabbos is oineg, and this gives the oineg when you eat in a dark place, it doesn't give you oineg. Yes. Today is it more romantic, maybe when it's dark. But in general, when it's light, it's more oinek Shabbos. That's the main part. But still, if you sleep somewhere else and there is no light, you should have light there too, a candle there too, because otherwise you may fall and sleep and get hurt. So therefore, the mitzvah is on every place. The brocha, it says, you should say, where you eat, not in the other place, because that's the main part where the mitzvah is. But yes, over there is also a mitzvah. Therefore we say that if you can't light where you eat, because you are staying by me and you're going to a far place and you don't want to go and wait there now, so at least you should have some achievement of enjoyment of this candle. That's not lachatchila. Lachatchila, you should light where you eat.
What if it's two balabais and neither of them are eating it? Does it complicate it?
Like here, because we live in an apartment. Like,
yeah,
and we don't
if
eat
two
there.
Girls live together and neither of them are eating there, can they both light in the same room and make a bracha even if there's light? If they stay there for half an hour?
I don't think that these halachas are specifically explained in Shulchan Aruch. But according to what we do, at least this, so at least that helps. When it says second light, second candle, gives more simcha, more light. So probably at least something that we're looking to, something to be able to put our hands on, that it helps. Because the main mitzvah is there. But at least something should be.